Peter Spina, President CEO of GoldSeek.com, SilverSeek.com ranks in the top most viewed gold investor websites in the world regularly on Investor's Business Daily, MarketWatch, Reuters, and eStreet.com. Welcome back.
Hi, Chris. It's great to be back.
Start off today with your interesting locale. You and your lovely wife, Vanessa, have moved, I understand, to the Eurozone, the EU.
We have. We are almost on our second year here in the Czech Republic. We're living in Prague, right in the heart of the city. A beautiful culture and history all around us. Also very rich with money and gold and silver in its history. East of Prague, there's a very famous silver mining district, which supplied 80-90% of the silver coinage hundreds of years ago into the European monetary system. And there's a lot of historic gold, silver, uranium mines, and mining is quite a large part of the history here. But we have moved back here. My parents are originally from ex-Czechoslovakia. They fled the communist system. But over the last 25 plus years, this place has been thriving with freedoms and a new era, a new golden era, which in the last several years has really gone to another level. And I really have a lot of hopes for the Czechs in the coming 5, 10, 25 plus years. They're in a very good position here with their economy and other items.
You mentioned some interesting stats, economic numbers on the Czech Republic.
Yeah, the country was industrialized quite heavily under the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, which ended after World War One, and Czechoslovakia became a new country. But under that later part of the empire, Bohemia, which is in the Czech area, was industrialized very heavily. So it was a key, key asset for Hitler during World War Two. The second largest munitions factory, and they make a lot of trams to planes to guns to all sorts of items today. And these are rich assets, which led to the Czech Republic being the most industrialized nation in Europe today. About 47-48% of its economy is from industry. So they have a very strong export market, a lot of capital inflow. The wealth of the nation is accumulating, and they are in the EU, but they are not on the euro, which is a big question, whether it's going to be another 3-5 years. They have adjusted their currency, the Czech crown, to the euro at a 27-1 level, and that's been going on since 2013, which is also what the Swiss are doing or have done. And that has led to a lot of capital inflows. We've seen the 10-year Czech government debt go into negative territory, which is just absolutely amazing considering this is a communist country in total economic destitute 3 decades ago. The capital inflows are very strong. The Czech National Bank is printing a lot of Czech crowns and buying euro debt with it. My personal view is that they're making a huge mistake, and that is that their Czech, the gold reserves have been declining to just a paltry level. I don't know how many ounces are left, but it's pretty much near zero. And this is a nation once that had one of the wealthiest per capita GDPs in the world before World War II. So the country is doing quite well, but I think if there's going to be another European crisis, which there's a lot of issues between the economics and politics, which is happening right now, and the question about euro and the debt, you know, the Czechs should be looking into gold, and I would want to help advocate that here at some point.
Well, with that type of economic growth, I mean, one would think they'd have a great opportunity to build up that gold stockpile and reserves.
They have something like $60-80 billion worth of euro bond debt. And this is for a nation of 10.5 million people. So they could have been buying a lot of gold with that over the last 3-4 years as they've pegged their currency to the euro. It's just caused some capital influxes. And, you know, if you see the real estate market here was up 20% year over year, and it's still very cheap relative to the Western European market. So there's still a lot of opportunity here, and it is a wonderful place to be because there is a high energy, entrepreneurial energy here and spirit of freedom and understanding what freedom is, because the older generation, especially if you're above the age of, say, 40, you have lived through some difficult times under the communist rule.
You also brought up remarkable results on some stock candidates. You mentioned at a show in Vancouver, was it?
Yeah, so in 2016, I do the January big Vancouver Resource Conference, and I like to talk about my gold market forecast and general forecast and give off some top stock picks. And last year I gave 5 of them, which ended up returning on average 500% returns. One of the companies, Silvercrest Metals, went up from around 10 cents an eighth a share to over $4 a share. Other companies like Gold Mining, which was Brazil Resources, went from 39 to also over $3 a share. So there was some huge gains. And that was kind of the easy part, was bottom of this huge decline of the gold stocks, especially the junior gold stocks, which peaked back, I think, in 2011, and this steady downtrend. You know, many companies went down 80, 90 plus percent. So balance is overdue, and with a nice strong gold market, which we had last year for most of the year until the Trump election night, we had some really vibrant markets after such a difficult years. And I'm seeing that continuing, although, as we have seen, the volatility is quite extreme at the moment. And that's probably going to continue on into this year. So for gold investors, I think it's a good lesson. Over the last month, there's a lot of uncertainty and money flowing around. I think there's going to be another period, maybe two, where you can accumulate some more pullbacks in this market. But this year, I don't expect the same returns in the gold stocks. And I think the big difference between 2016 and 2017 is you got to be very selective in the companies. I think a lot of anything with the gold gold in it, mining and whatever, exploration, took off. Now, to make the good returns and to beat the market, you're going to have to choose the right companies.
Plus, we have to look forward now, instead of maybe the next 6 to 12 months, you know, the next 3 to 6 years, on what hopefully will be at least a recovery from the market peak in 2011. 50-63% retracement of that level to build up for the next bull rally. Would you prefer to discuss the sector in general?
You know, I think in general, it's good to be looking at some of the mid-tier companies, the more well-known, established companies. You can't go wrong with the royalty-based business models like Silver Wheaton, Royal Gold. If you're looking to lower your risk, because the gold stock sector is very risky, you know, the best way to be a gold investor and silver investor is to own the physical metal. And I think every gold-silver investor should do that. But yes, if you're looking and we're willing to take higher risks and you go into the junior side, the GDXJ is a good basket of companies. On the specific companies, junior gold company in production that I think would be interesting, and I've came across at the San Francisco Gold and Silver Show in November and have been buying, and that's Northern Vertex Mining. They're going to be opening up a mine in Arizona. They're in the process of putting it into production. I think Q3, Q4 likely is the target of production. 42,000 ounces a year with high margins coming off of that. I think their all-in sustaining costs is under $700 an ounce. So they are moving along towards production. The company has a great location right outside of Vegas, I think, in 150 some miles or so, or yeah, close enough where you have, you know, great. It's a great location. I think investing in America right now is a lot more interesting. If Hillary had won the elections, mining in the United States would have had a lot more risk, and they were talking about other taxes or royalties. So now with Trump in office, yeah, I like investing in the United States right now. The prospects of, I think, the, you know, something like Northern Vertex is in a great position to make some good money. And they just announced some more cost cuts, so they're rate of return on this project, I think now, is 60 to 70% at these gold prices. They've got a nice buffer if gold were to pull back. They're still going to make money off of this kind of mine, and they're doing exploration work to expand the mine life. And so I like that growth play and excitement, small junior company. The other one, which is a company that's changed their names from Brazil Resources, you may have recalled Amir Anani, you've interviewed. They've been taking on this business model, which worked very well for me as a gold investor, starting in the gold market, starting in the mid-90s, and until the gold market started to rally into the early 2000s. There were companies like Vista Gold, Seabridge Gold Resources, companies like Silver Standard. They were picking up assets for cheap as the bottom of the gold market properties were being sold for literally pennies on the dollar. So they became kind of like a leverage play on gold or silver. I remember Silver Standard had huge leverage at the bottom of the gold market per share of ounces. And today we have a similar kind of model being incorporated by Brazil Resources. So they've used the last several years to accumulate a huge position Since I started looking at them about a year and a half ago, they have dramatically increased. They're looking at over 20 million ounces of gold equivalent ounces when you include their copper resources. They acquired a former Sunward Gold, which was IPO'd, I think, about 5 years ago, and I had looked at their project in Colombia. So Brazil had acquired this the late last year, and they're just continue to advance this model and continue to add more and more ounces. So they have a lot of leverage to gold. If gold's going to make its big, big breakout, and if you look at the, say, a technical trend line on gold from 2011 till recently, you know, we're looking at 1250, 1275. If gold breaks above this level and you get this jump to 1400, 1500 plus gold in US dollar terms with a strong dollar, that's going to really take some of these companies off. And I think gold mining is going to be one of those companies.
We've heard recently from Andrew McGuire, just a top-notch trader and decades of experience in the precious metal sector. He's on board with you. Well, he sees his fair value right now for gold around 1400 plus. As far as he's concerned, we should be looking for those numbers. What else is on your radar?
Well, the silver sector I like a lot in the coming years. Right now, I think it might be a bit too early, might lag gold, but there are some silver plays out there. Silvercrest Metals, as I mentioned, is a huge performer. They've come off their highs and they've raised capital, and I love investing in their teams. But they also have another company that your guests may be familiar with, which is Gold Source Mines. And Silvercrest team, some of the same individuals are involved with this company. It started in production several months now in Guyana, South America. High grade company ran into some production problems, putting in the first 1,000 tons of ore processing capacity. So right now the company lost its momentum. It went from a high of nearly 60 cents a share all the way down to almost like 12 or 13 cents in the last week. So I've been a big buyer of that one. I think they'll do very well. It's just a process of fixing, and it's, you see this a lot with mining, gold mining companies. They have a lot of excitement leading up to the production, and then you meet the challenges of actual production. Not all the time, but it does happen. I think with Gold Source, things are taking a little bit longer, and there's peak pessimism, and that's when I love to be a gold buyer because you get really big discounts. They did a financing recently at 17 cents a share. I mean, with the last few weeks, so the stock's trading below that, and insiders were buying heavily into that. So I like to see that. But I think that one's an excellent investment into a mine, gold mine, that will continue to expand production. And also, you know, they had really good low cost, all-in sustaining costs in the initial mine plan. But then they're looking at changing it up. They're going to do some drilling work and look into actually expanding into a larger mine. So I think the next year or two looks really interesting for Gold Source, and it's cheap. And I love to buy distressed stocks like that.
Nothing like a good value. You've done your due diligence on several companies here. I am all ears, and I'm sure our listeners are as well, if there's anything else you find interesting.
I'm constantly hearing new companies and new stories. There seem to be new deals coming around, and there's merger and acquisition activity happening in the sector, and there's more cash coming into the sector, which is really a good sign that the longer-term bull market that we're entering into for the resource, the gold and silver resource side. So it'd be interesting to come in and talk about that another point, but I would say that sector could go either way right now. We could go and hit this downtrend line on gold and see it settle back under 1200 and build a stronger base and then make another attempt at another time. You never know. We may have one big more flush out below, but gold breaks through 1250, 1275, and we're off. And this, for me, that's the signal to go full in right now. I've probably reduce my position. So I'm sitting around 30-35% cash. So in case there is a pullback here, I'd love to be a buyer in that. I think that's always the most difficult part of being an investor, is having cash available to take advantage of the next opportunity.
If we knew exactly where the markets were headed, we would be all in, and we just don't. But we're starting to see some signs, as we were noting earlier and before the show, some resiliency in these markets, in this sector. And it's just great to have a mining expert. We have a void here in this sector. It sounds funny. It's called Gold Seek Radio, but we don't have a mining expert. So we're going to look forward to having you back on the show.
Chris, I look forward to being back and talking more about these different opportunities. I'm going to another conference in a couple of weeks in Zurich and to the Denver Gold Group forum there, getting a lot of updates. So I'd love to share some of the feedback I hear about various opinions that I come across there and other opportunities. And we'll maybe have a little better idea of how this gold market is going to come together for the rest of the year. So it'll be a great time to do an update.
Sounds very good. Peter Spina in the Czech Republic and giving us perspective not only geographically, but on the mining sector. It certainly sounds good. We're going to look forward to having you back on the show.
All right, Chris. As they say in Czech, děkuji mě moc a nashledanou. Thank you very much, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.